The Summer Olympics in Athens opens in 3 weeks, and security is dominating the preparations. There also are concerns about whether all the sports facilities will be ready, if the city's infrastructure can hold up under the strain, and about the cost. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli is in Athens and joins us now, I gather, from your hotel.
That's right. I'm on the rooftop.
Well, let's start with security. The U.S. plans to deploy 400 Special Forces soldiers during the game, and I hear that's generating quite a bit of controversy in Greece. Does that mean that Greek security agencies aren't prepared?
Well, actually, it might be a sign that foreign security demands are increasing every day. At least that's the unofficial complaint here. Officially, the government insists that Greece, like all countries, will not let foreign guards carry weapons to protect their athletes on Greek territory. It says only government leaders, presidents, and monarchs, in accordance with longstanding bilateral agreements, will be allowed armed guards. Well, it seems that the question will be quietly finessed by putting the special forces under a NATO umbrella, and negotiations are still underway on exactly where these armed Americans will be stationed. In any case, an armed foreign presence is not welcomed by Greeks, who strongly resent what they see as foreign intrusion in their national affairs. And you can already see a lot of security around here. The police are everywhere. The city is dotted with more than 1,000 TV surveillance cameras that are part of an American-designed command and control network to monitor security during the games. But work is behind schedule on that, and it's not clear if the entire network will be operational on day one.
Sylvia, what about the stadiums and other sports facilities? Are they going to be ready on time?
Well, Olympic authorities insist that they will. Yesterday, I went to see the Olympic Stadium with the centerpiece of these games. It's a sweeping glass and steel sliding roof designed by the Spanish architect Santiago Calatrava. It's a very impressive piece of art. But we're told that there's still work to be done to ensure that it can slide open and close smoothly. Now, all of Athens is still one big construction site. Everywhere you look, there are cranes, there's cement mixers. And, you know, a lot of time was lost over political infighting, but now one Greek reporter told me there isn't a drill in Athens that's not being put to work every day. The big question is whether these facilities will be completed in time to test security surveillance equipment and whether security personnel will be sufficiently trained.
And then there's the cost. The amount being spent on security alone is approaching $1.5 billion. Who's paying the bills?
Well, the Greek state. There are no private sponsors, and total costs are now estimated at $11 billion. In fact, the security bill alone is more than three times what was spent for security at the Sydney Olympics 4 years ago. Nevertheless, Greeks are very proud of all the new infrastructures that they got out of these Olympics. The city's a much more modern capital than it used to be. They built 20 years' worth of big transportation projects in just 4 years. But there's also a sense of fatigue with all the construction and a bit of dismay at the cost overruns. And I sense a strong resentment toward what are seen as insatiable foreign demands for overkill security measures. And there's a fear that these Olympic Games, the most militarized in history, will have more police and soldiers than spectators.
Sylvia, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Sylvia Pagioli speaking from Athens.